Hello?
Hi, Ms. Strowman. Did we get cut off?
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, me neither. I thought oh, Ms. Strowman hung up on me.
No, I thought you hung up on me. I was thinking maybe he did not like my answer.
Honestly, we respect everybody's answers. We have our own views, but we're not allowed to,
yes.
to you know, share our opinions. Just because they don't want to. But thank you for answering my call. We're just about done. So we're at very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned. So Donald Trump and the Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Does that concern you or somewhat concern you, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
If it's going to be good for the country, not at all.
Okay,
it all depends, right?
All right, well, of course. Donald Trump and the Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Does that concern you or not concern you? Or a little bit or somewhat?
You mean like use racist mm-hmm. remarks or to win a campaign? Yeah, that shouldn't be in there. What should I say? In the middle?
So we have very concerned, somewhat concerned.
Oh, very concerned. There's somewhat concerned, yeah. That
okay.
shouldn't be even
Thank
a
you.
Factor to you.
Thank you. Joe Biden and the Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. Does that concern you or not at all concern you, little or somewhat?
Somewhat. I think people should have the opportunity if they've been doing their part.
Okay. So that would be
somewhat concerned.
Okay. Thank you. And then we're just about done. We're about 80%. I'm going to read you the different approaches from President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither are exactly right. So which one comes closest, right? And then Donald Trump says, we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Joe Biden says, we must create an orderly and secure process at the border to protect immigrants who have lived in the country for many years or decades. So which approach comes closer to your own views, Trump's approach or Biden's approach?
No, I would say Biden's, even though I don't like him.
Okay, is it somewhat closer or much more?
Closer, Biden.
Okay, so somewhat, you would say, or much closer?
Much closer.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, and after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for presidents were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy, Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I guess it will be between the independent and the Republican.
Okay, so we could, could you say undecided?
Undecided, yeah.
Okay. You're still going to do a little more, research. Well, if the election were held.
I gotta look him up now.
Right. Right. Good for you. You educate yourself, and that's great. Well, if the election were held, of course. Well, if the election were held today, and you had to decide right now, would you lean towards voting independent, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden? So who would you lean towards?
Right now, I would say it's independent or Republican.
Uh-huh.
Because,
okay.
Yeah.
So who, out of those two, which one would you lean towards? Like say, you have.
Well, unfortunately, I don't know nothing about the independent. Mm-hmm. So I know Donald Trump is crazy. Yeah, I would vote for him.
Okay.
I know.
I, you know, when I do these surveys, I always have to bite my tongue because I'm not allowed to give.
Yeah,
my
I know.
Opinion,
I know.
But yeah.
I couldn't help.
So,
I cannot help it.
No, you're welcome to say whatever you like. I'm here to listen to you. I'm here to listen to you. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. So how do you feel about that? Or would you, there's also, if you're, are you not sure, you're not, you feel like you're undecided or?
I would say undecided.
Okay. Okay, that'll work. And as best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is documented or in this country without papers? You know, I don't need no nothing specific. And what is your relationship to them? Are they family members, friend, acquaintance, or coworkers? Do you have any, do you know anybody like that?
Right now, no, I don't. Maybe in the past I did, but it's been a while.
Okay, so no, correct?
No. Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you. And in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? MSNBC, Fox News Channel or website, Spanish language radio programs, YouTube. You can answer as many as you like of these. YouTube, Univision, TikTok, Instagram, WhatsApp, Owen, Facebook, or none of the above. Or which one, do you use any of these to you know, keep up with news and things like that?
TikTok, I've found a lot of stuff on TikTok before I hear any news. I've heard some of the news too. It drives me nuts because they always lean towards one side, certain stations. Mm-hmm. But I've heard the news, also sometimes Facebook.
Facebook.
Instagram, yeah, sometimes I do Instagram. Okay. The social media, yeah. Oh, yeah, YouTube too.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Those ones. And TV too.
Okay.
I do have an app that I have that news too, something.
I wake up to the news every day while I'm getting ready for work. So, so I got YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. Would that be sufficient?
And then the you put the those news channels that you gave me at the beginning?
MSNBC, CNN.
Yeah.
Or other.
Yeah, I've been watching Sky News. There's a new channel that I discovered on the Samsung TV.
Okay. Yeah,
it's called Sky News. And BBC, or I don't know what it's called. Those are cool channels.
Yeah, it's very informative. It's good to get a little bit of everything so you can make the decision, of course. Okay, so would that be your final answers? The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them? Okay, perfect.
Yeah, that's
thank
good.
You. And then finally, I'd like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage? Let's see. Do you know where your family's heritage is?
Mexico.
Mexico. Thank you.
Mexico.
Profesora
de Mexico.
Okay.
This was Mexico.
Órale.
Texas, they have
been in
grandpa.
Yeah, of course, I also descend.
Tejano.
Where were you born? On the United States mainland? On, okay.
And the U.S. state.
Great, good for you. Well, where were either of your parents born? On the island of Puerto Rico or another country?
In Mexico.
Mm-hmm. So both on Mexico. Yes, another country, Puerto Rico. Okay, so yes.
Don't touch it, baby.
What language do you primarily speak in your home? Spanish?
Spanish, Spanglish, because I got 2 güeritas aquí que me hablan puro inglés.
Okay, so would you
Pero es que Spanish because they got to learn their language. In Spanish, they got to learn their language.
That's great.
Es que su papá es negrito.
Ah, qué interesante. So now, would you say you speak more English than Spanish, or more Spanish than English, or equal?
Ay, si le puedo decir half and half.
Okay,
I
so
it should
say
be
Spanish
it should be
English
like
equal?
Spanish. Porque
okay,
I use both a lot.
Yeah, you want to have your kids to learn both. That's great. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican or a Democrat or something else or?
I would say independent, but like I said, they don't let you vote on the. So, pero
okay.
Tengo que escoger either Democrat or Republic. Pero es independent. That's kind of sway, depending on how. Yeah.
Right, that gives you the liberty to kind of not put yourself in a box. I get it. Do you think of yourself as closer? Now, this is a question. Do you think of yourself closer to Republican or Democrat?
Republican.
Okay. And now, thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
Okay. And what is the last year of school that you have completed?
The last year, associate?
So
you want the year?
No.
A two-year degree. Exactly.
So an associate's degree. Perfect.
Yes.
And your religion, if any?
It's a non-denominational.
There
is Christian, pero no tengo denominación. No tengo religión, como dicen.
Yeah.
No religion, pero cristiana.
So no religion, but cristiana. Let's see.
Ajá, pues nomás we focus on the nomás lo que dice the Bible. Whatever,
right,
you know.
Ajá,
that's what I believe.
So you would say you're closest to, you would say Christian?
Bible-based.
Okay, Bible-based, I'll put that.
Mm-hmm.
Bible-based. Thank you. Okay, so we're just about done. I think we just have maybe one more. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name? Claudia, correct?
Claudia, uh-huh.
Okay, thank you. And thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in any of the following research studies? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
No, that's fine.
Okay, so you
okay, so you have a more opinion. ¿Cómo se dice? Tengo mucha opinión otras personas.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, so would that be yes, no, or
no?
Okay.
No, pues no.
Yeah, I respect it totally. Thank you, Miss. Thank you, Miss. Your name was Troutman, Miss Troutman. Thank you for your time.
Uh-huh.
I had a wonderful time speaking with you. And, of course, your opinions are very important to us. And I think you're a very fair person. And thank you for taking the time to do the survey with me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Have a very good night, you and your family.
All right, you too. Bye.
Good night. Bye.